So what do you have to tell us about a great candidate?
So a great candidate to come Pesach is no better than the people like Mila's.
Yeah, well,
let's say he has Mila. So he's an Avi Mohu. Can Avi Mohu come Pesach? So over here, so it's more like Tavah. He says something in the words, you look at the words of the Rashi. Rashi says that it's something that if the Mila is somehow entered Yahadis. Somehow entered Yahadis. What does he mean over there? Without Tfila. Anyway, I don't want to go into this whole thing. Look in the Yavli Nathan Shinnun Aleph, and look in the Binyan. In the Pinyin Siyin in Sadik, Pinyin Siyin in Sadik Allah, in Sadik Allah. They're thinking that they want to say, could be that coming, let's say, the Shabbat came over there to the Pinyin Siyin, that someone, let's say, was Mal, it wasn't Tevel. So some wanted to say over there that not only should is he allowed to do work on Shabbos, but we should force him to work. We should force him to do work on. We should force him to do work on Shabbos, because since he's not, he's a guy. So Yom Lai Yisparisu. The Pinyin Siyin comes over there and says, no, it's not that way. Certainly, perhaps not only should we force him, but perhaps he shouldn't be allowed to do it. First of all, he says, of course, because Bris, Mila is Bris, and Shabbos is Bris. So he says, how can you say that after you went into Mila into Bris, then you can tell them to purposely be Machal Shabbos, which is Bris. But that's more of a, well, like a semantic type of answer, rather than a law form answer. But then he wants to say something else. He wants to say, and now the Nathan uses it too, he says that since when would they stop on Shabbos? In Morah. And in Morah there was no tefillah by Matan Torah, so therefore there was Mila, so therefore to be on Shabbos, in Mila itself, therefore you should be Shabbos. Alright, look in Shimon Aleph and look at Tzadik Aleph, and the same answer may be by Pesach too. Alright, that's looking on Pesach.
Doesn't follow a schedule that is rational, not for a yeshiva bachan, or certainly not for a hov and a kehillah. Shulim and practice, not any hefsik, like all good yeshivas stop learning. The bad yeshivas, they keep on learning. There's strange anomalies that exist in this world. But the fact that I don't have a parashat of the Rashi yet, in the middle of a shiur, the Sugyan Ovos, I try to do work on, and it reached the Madrege where I needed an eraser, not a pencil. I need to start getting rid of some stuff to cut it down to size. I need some time. So I regret, actually, we should have had a few hours today to finish off the Nyonim, but the Yosef Mashek Hossi Lefnechem Kosov Khan, finish the halachas on your own, and that was my assignment to make sure you cover all the tagola, but maybe to point out those in them which, in my opinion, need a little more hezbah. I made you photocopies of this table that appears in the paper on Abolish Kalim. Merely is a way of summarizing things that we covered already and introduced today. The big inyanim, the oven, regular microwave, the dishwasher. Quick summary of Hagolas Kalim, for which the table will merely serve as an outline so I can make sure I don't skip something that you should know as a balabos, let alone as a rov. Yes?
When you get to the commercial oven, the whole town should make pressure to test it.
It's oven now. Oven may be commercial, but halacha is like commercialized, so the halacha stays the same. He said that libun is necessary for davosh tashmisha deyol. Gemara m'sachim. Gemara. Tashbialyo speaks of kashing an oven. An oven, in order to kasher the oven, needs libun kosher. It is not possible, b'zman hazeh, to make libun kosher on an oven, period. And therefore, there is no way to kasher an oven, not from isu to heta, not from chometz to matzah. That's the matzis. The oven that Chazal were talking about was the oven that you see in the matzah factory, made with refractory bricks, where you can heat it to any temperature you want, as you do. Matzahs we bake, we run at 1100 Fahrenheit, the normal oven. Our ovens don't do that. The oven runs at 550. The self-cleaning oven, as I told you, runs up a little over 900. To make Liban kosher, you have to get to that temperature. There is no way to get to that temperature in a present oven. Therefore, the eitzah is, if you have to use a treif oven, is either to cover the oven so that there is a halacha of ein kli bolea mikli, that I have a kli in between my food and the oven, or cover your food so that the food is not in contact with the oven, so it only is in contact with the zeya of the oven. And since an oven is dry when you started with, dry and clean when you started, there's no zeya shaliso. There's no zeya shaliso from bliyas iso in the defined area. Eitzah number two is why you can eat on the airlines, assuming the food that they put in the aluminum foil is kosher, which is an assumption you should not make. Depends which brand. There's some brands that are makubal, like Mealmart, Schreiber's, there are other brands that should not be used. And the ones that should not be used are the common brands that are a common company that serve the airlines. The eitzah there is a double wrap because I'm worried about my moshe shalisa. For the halacha of isu that would be nivla from the defanim, it's enough to have an aluminum wrap. It's enough to have it in a kli. Ain't kli, balea mi kli. But you're afraid of it at the same time that you're kosher meal is in there, someone who's, the rest of the oven is filled with pork chops, filled with cheder meat. Therefore, you're worried about mamashe shaliso, shuman, cheder shuman running out on the floor of the tray, and your dish is soaking in that, obviously it becomes tight. Iso goes both ways. Cook something in a pot that's also, the isa goes all the way through to the outside of the pot, gets stuck there, but stays, fills up the whole dofen of the kli, and vice versa. The blia from the outside will go in and after the food, of course. Therefore, you need a double wrap. One is a nikoyon wrap, really, for cleanliness. The other wrap is to make it for a ein kli, or leah mi kli. In an oven, you can make an insert and put it in the way many people conduct themselves. Or you can be nice to your wife and not make her bake you or roast you things on Pesach, but to have food that can be covered, so that you have food that is not crisp on the outside, but cooked in the oven. You use a regular chamzika oven, just put a wrap of, get a big roll of aluminum foil like the caterers use, wrap it up in aluminum foil and put it in, and let it cook that way. Rewarming, of course, is an easy way to do.
The only ovens made to hold 900 degrees are self-cooking ovens, and all the other ovens are made cheaper or non-stick or...
Non-stick is not. The other ovens can only go to 550. If you raise them any higher than that, one, they'll burn out all your controls. Number two, they'll burn down the back of your house. And then after that, you'll be using campfire for cooking, so it doesn't make any difference. Anyway, yeah.
Do you line the oven, use anything like aluminum foil?
I'm sorry?
Line the oven.
Oh, now we'll come. Okay. Now, for lining the oven, it's a very nice tube with a Chacham Sofer, which you should take a look at, because it touches on a number of inyanim and gives a solution, halacha lemaaseh, for some problems that you may bump into. That's in some certain the other day, the Tshuva Kuf Lamed, where he discusses the logic, the halachic logic of Ein Kli Bolea Mikli, by pointing out that if I make something which becomes part, I merely thicken the wall of an oven, that won't work. That won't be called Ein Kli Bolea Mikli. That'll become part of the dofen, and part of the dofen, the mushel. Ovens those days, as nowadays, are still are made out of cheres, out of brick. If I would take cheres, tit, and put another layer on, then it depends if this would fuse and become as part of the basic substance of the oven, then I don't have the advantage of Ein Kli Bolea Mikli. Then I would say it's a dofen, and the Esau extended this far. Now the dofen got fat, it'll extend even further. Therefore, you need something which is distinct from it. Therefore, once it's distinct, I have a Kli, the Kli, Ein Kli Bolea Mikli. How thick does that thing have to be in order for it to be significant? He speaks of Ove Etzba, 0.7 inches. Ove Etzba, but here I'd like to suggest, although I have no strong eye to this, it's not a portion, it should be so. He's still talking about the same material. I have fired, kiln dried, kiln cheres, and I take clay and smear it on. You all know what raw clay looks like. And when you bake it, it's raw clay that's baked. When it's kilned and glazed, it takes on an entirely different character. It's non-absorptive, etc., etc. You still can see a chilik between the two, but it's the same material. What would be if I'm going to make myself an aluminum or galvanized tin insert to an oven? Well, I need that the insert should be over etzva hashetach. It's clearly ein kli bolei mikli. No shear says it must be dafka a kli with a dofen. That's over etzva. Once it's a distinct thing for itself, then vadai anything is good. So aluminum foil that you ask, you could make aluminum foil hold to the ceiling. That's the real trouble. The roof of the oven, you have six sides to an oven. And in order to use that oven, it has to be covered by on all six sides, the four sides, top and bottom. Bottom is okay, sides you can manage. What's going to hold it to the top, right? So if you can figure that out, how you can have aluminum foil holding to the top, it's not so easy to figure that one out. That's why you have to have a stiffer substance, which ends up being a box of galvanized tin and so on. Okay? Interesting, Shaila, I have no, this is about saying halacha lemaaseh now, this is la halacha, but not lemaaseh. I believe you can be makshir an oven that you walk into, and Aunt Nogaya is now kashing hotel ovens for one night stands, like so-called kosher caterers. I don't think that's doable, period. I told all the caterers that we use in Akihila, on Jewish hotel, they're going to prepare a meal for our guests. They expect them to prepare the meal in the commissary. And we'll settle for roast beef that's a little less than perfect. They can rewarm it and then have it sliced and put into trays, wrapped in aluminum foil, and put into the ovens and heated and reheated that way. But initial cooking in the ovens of the hotels is not possible. No more. The old commercial ovens that somebody referenced to were ovens, cast iron ovens, the gitti on emptiness, you can do what you want to it and shine. This isn't that way anymore. Ovens have timers and controls, and over and over again, I've been at, I check up in the kitchen, and they'll tell me, did you kasher the oven, and say, oh yes, of course they kasher it. I said, with the blowtorch, no, they wouldn't let us do it. We scoured it very well, and we turned up the temperature to the highest, that is, both for 2 hours, for 4 hours. Doesn't do it. Libun is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Libun, we know it. You want to prove to me that you can get away with kashnischaf, I think you may get away with it on our ovens, because we don't put the ochel directly on the floor of the oven. You usually put in the kli. And the fact that sometimes it spills over and gets baked on, they'll go with the sheet of hof tashbisho. Put together all the coolest you want, and you still end up with the need for some kind of libun. And libun kal, getting it above 700, is not possible. The wiring will melt inside the oven. It's not made for that. Your self-cleaning ovens are designed for that purpose, to be able to withstand that. Different wiring, different insulation, and so on. And therefore, halacha l'maaseh, there might be an easy way to, halacha v'lo l'maaseh, there might be an easy way to kasher an oven if you end up in an apartment in Washington Heights with an oven in there, and the lining of the oven is porcelain, which doesn't allow for any hagola anyway, and you have no aces to do. It is possible to buy refractory paint sold in all the industrial hardware stores. That's a paint that withstands high temperatures, called refractory paint. And it's a thick kind of a paint, and you can put on several layers so that it's, you can show that it's niklaf. You have enough of a cover that you can actually, if you nick it and try to scrape it off, you'll have an OD there, some thickness measured in millimeters or some thickness. Huh? But certainly not shiretza. Taina, because even though it's mentioned shiretza, that's because you're dealing with a substance which is porous clay. All the, whatever you see, you need shiretza for tiach, we're talking about tit, talking about this porous clay. Therefore, you need an order for the iso not to be able to penetrate through from the cheres that already is there, balua v'isu, it shouldn't go through. They said either shiret, but that in quantity it becomes qualitatively distinct, right? That's what makes it the distinctiveness. But something which is distinctive, this thing is clay, and I'm using some plastic compound that makes up my refractory paint, and it becomes an entirely different substance. I don't think it's any different than the aluminum foil, which is of a pusher, because again, we have no raya. It doesn't need obey etzba for the aluminum foil, because it's clearly a distinct kli unto itself. I think you can be make over the refractory paint, b'shat abchak, likewise. If you can get a good even coat of paint on there and put on a second coat. And this is paint, I told you, has density, has viscosity to it. Initially, that may be a happy solution for an expensive oven that you don't want to get rid of. I gave the Seitzer once for an oven we have what's called a chamber oven, which now sells for many thousands of dollars. It makes all kinds of welds and a very, very expensive home oven where the ability to make libun didn't exist. There's no way to raise the temperature that high. That this may be an eitzer, would have some merub and so on. You can put together such a psak din if you were forced to it. I just call your attention to it, because it's a nice exercise in horror when you can define the situation as a shas atak. Not a shas atak, I wouldn't go ahead and do it. But like Matashat HaKark, Shalom Bayis, he should walk out on him if he doesn't let him use the oven, other such little minor emergencies that arise in family life. Okay? Next. On the oven, we have a new kind of an oven called a microwave oven. In the microwave oven, there are two kinds of microwave oven. Someone asks a shot about a microwave, you have to ask immediately, with a browning element, without a browning element. With a browning element, same aloha as an oven, and far worse, but you can't do anything for it, period. Except the eights I just gave you, wrap it up, wrap your food up, and so on. And make sure you don't use aluminum foil. Use aluminum foil, that'll solve your problem with the microwave oven. Okay. Then you'll have Hashnitzav Lechal Adeus.
It's just
a
random
round. That was taken up,
you know,
supposedly. Okay. Let's understand what we're talking about with a microwave oven. If it has a brownie element, then you have your regular tunnel with a microwave stuck in it, so it didn't make it any easier.
Is that called convection oven?
No. Convection oven is a bake-up oven. Has a little fan, that blows the air. The fan costs about $11. We had it replaced in our oven, and you buy it initially, it costs about an extra $600 to $700 for a convection oven.
Convection oven
is guarantee you that there's an even temperature all over, so your wife is a feinschmecker, and God forbid if the cake falls in, she commits suicide. It's school of method, she get her convection oven. But otherwise, there's no mind to suicide to it.
The
brownie oven is just like you have in your toaster. The trouble with microwave is that it comes out cooked. Everything is cooked. It cooks under its own moisture, so it doesn't brown. And you insist on having your chicken with all the cholesterol neatly browned on the outside, right? So you put it in a toaster. So after you take it out of the microwave, you stick it in your toaster, you brown it. So they have a built-in browning element that makes it into an oven already, then you have trouble. The normal microwave oven doesn't have a browning element. You analyze again, what is it? The Rishon Klisheni, give me finding, that's the way you know whether you're putting your halacha to good use, whether you have it clear in your mind. The temperature of the food indeed goes up pretty high. And the oven has the potential for going up pretty high. Put a piece of aluminum foil in there, you'll see what happens. It'll melt the aluminum foil. It'll melt the wall of the oven. Microwave has a co-op to go up high. In itself, it doesn't go up high because there's nothing to make it go up high. The temperature that it reaches is determined by the substance that absorbs the microwaves. And consequently, food, since biological substances are all between 70 and 85% moisture, so you're dealing essentially with cooking. Therefore, the wall of the oven, the roof of the oven, becomes also als what? Of Zeya of a Kedera. A Kedera was cooking, the Zeya went up and asked at another Kedera. That's the Shaila, can you be made to be Magal with Zeya? So if it was Nesar Alidei Hagol, a thing which requires Hagola, Le Hoshin, it's hard to be made to Zeya. As an Abnezer that says, Beferish, you cannot, my share, that's how I have two chuvas that indicate you cannot be Magal with Zeya. Which poses a great problem for UO and OK and Sofke Ashkoches, how they kosher their equipment between runs of kosher and non-kosher and kosher, when they essentially have only the ability to use superheated steam and the ability to fill up the thing with water. But Zeya is not adequate to substitute Kagola, that's how you pass on Loch Lamaise. But can Zeya be substitute to Zeya? And that's the Chulid of a Poshet. Certainly by chometz, where you have big Rishonim, as I explained to you, hold that it's a terebola, right? Therefore, it's certainly muto to be machshir, the oven, with zeir. You put in make it ein ben yomo, you put in a little dish with a half a cup of water in it, and turn on your power and let it evaporate. The Zeya, until all the water becomes Zeya, and you have a kosher microwave oven. Whether you want to be makel to use that same system, when you're going to Isur Lehetel, with Isur Ebola, the Chure, there's a good moko to be Semech on that as well. Even though it's Isur Ebola, but the principle of the Bolo Kafoto maybe applies to that which was Nesar B'Zeya. Or maybe not. Because that principle I told you, we deal with classes. If Zeya is Asas, like Rosh Masa, then the Kabbalah we have, Halacha L'Moshe Misina, is Kol Asher Yavo B'Mayim Tavir B'Moyim, whether Zeya should be called Mayim or not, the burden of proof is on you. It's not the Rav Poshet that it should be so. So meisavet, it's less easy to be makel that way. Mechametz the pesach, even the chametz is more chomer. The gabi andre inyanim, the gabi the big inyan, it's more kill because according to so many of the rishonim, it is heterabola. We allow even that which was required libun, which is yovo ba'esh, we allow to make hagolah. So here you can make loch lamaisa. That's how we paskin. The microwave ovens, you can magil them, make sure they're clean, no ban, wait 24 hours so that zeina ben yomo, so it's a tam pogum, and then you magil bezeya because really also bezeya.
What about having it from
No, no, that wouldn't be applied. There was no well established hugging my microwave oven. No, we'll come to the dish. I'll mention it when I discuss the dishwasher. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, that's again, remember, not the first time we were meeting. Rov Tashmisho, Mia Tashmisho, and Bojago Sashuri, and the Aruch HaShulchan sums it up by saying he never heard anyone ask your kasha. That you should acquire libun because sometimes his wife let the food boil out and it became nikhash al dafani. Idea to remember and put it together. It works much better that way. Yeah.
So we might say how much water would you have to evaporate?
I say a half a cup because visualize how much zeya could come out from a normal cooking in 3 minutes. In 5 minutes, a half a cup is more than the pasta would be coming out of it. Okay? Clear. Actually, you cannot do middle inflation. That's why we have a microwave that I assume you're all aware. You always cover in the microwave, or at least cover one in the microwave. You can make up. It's convenient for you to leave it open when you're warming up spaghetti, which has cheese in it. Fine. So leave that open, and whenever you warm fleishigs, you must make sure that it's covered. It's far better home discipline to set a policy that in the microwave we always cover. Now, cover doesn't mean hermetically sealed. Right? Cover means, and this also you see how the halacha, it means that the cover on top, a tent-like cover on top, and the mayit, the zeya that goes up, that's sufficient.
So you only need one cover?
You only need one cover. You gotta remember the same one all the time, that's the idea. Okay, that one cover is going to cover only fleishigs, right? Only melechigs. It will be left uncovered. The other one is always covered. We can't switch back and forth. Okay, weiter. Let's go to the shaila, the dishwasher, which sums up all the shailas of hagola, boso, v'cholav, and vice versa, me yisa v'heta. Most of you know there are a series of tshuvas in the Igros Moshe on the dishwasher that require much limud. Put it in the form of a practical shaila, two ways. One, you moved into an apartment and there's a dishwasher there. Can you kasha the dishwasher? Obviously the previous owners were not shomer tovim. So you assume the dishwasher was exposed to isur, the basa b'chola, etc., etc. Okay? Second, in keeping with the spirit of Yom Tov, there's a field of simcha, and in simcha of the basa v'yayin, for men, for women, it's fancy clothing and a dishwasher. So you made the great expression of love for your wife, and you bought her a dishwasher. And since there's a general policy, part of Murphy's Law, whenever you buy one dishwasher, she wants two. The shaila is, can you be makel for her to use the same dishwasher for both? That's the practical shaila. Let's take first the easy way out, and that's to take the hard route of kashrut. Can you kasher a dishwasher? The answer, of course. Take a dishwasher, put it in the oven, make libun kasher, right? No problem. Can you kasher it in any rational way? The answer is you can. If it is kasherable, meaning it's a material that can be kasher. Our tzara is that porcelain although it came down with so many sfeikas as to what its nature should be, legabe havola, whether it's boleya or not boleya, whether it's klicheres, and that's the kind of a dipolar machlokas you had among the achonim, some holding that porcelain is glass and doesn't need hagol, doesn't need hikashim, others holding that porcelain is cheres, that shein helfen can hagol. That confuses the picture sufficiently that porcelain we don't like the kashim. We'll come to it. There has an eitzer with porcelain too. But there are two other linings of dishwashers, one stainless steel on the more expensive models, and the other one fairly common, a plastic coating, a polypropylene coating. Now, plastics, although I've heard nonsense said in the name of people who should know better, I know no Rishon who classifies in Kli Cheres, Teflon, polypropylene, etc. I don't want to know whether plastic is Balei or not. I just know it's polite. You want to prove to me that plastic is glass? The burden of proof is on you. You want to prove to me that plastic is Cheres? The burden of proof is on you. Cheres it's not. Therefore, it's klishet if it belongs to the regular category of kalim, to which the rules of heksha kalim apply. Hagola, libun, etc. On most plastics, you can't make libun. But hagola, you can make on most plastics in present use. Not on all plastics, on most. And the test is it, quote, dishwasher safe? They'll sell plastics with that little notation. Dishwasher safe means it's stable in boiling water. So the marshal polyethylene, which is the common soft, squeezable plastics in bottles and stuff, you cannot kasha if you use it tashmisho b'chamin because it's not chayshinun duma pakis, badai duma, badai yifka. The polypropylene, Teflon, of course, which withstands very high temperature and may indeed be ena balea, period, because in the chemistry lab we use Teflon. When glass is too absorptive, you switch to Teflon beakers for certain things. The Teflon we know is mamish, possibly the most anal balea of any substance that we know. After PKN, we wouldn't take it upon ourselves to extend the schuchis because, in addition to anal balea, it's a concept of shoy, smooth vein of balea. It's a erg bol in the chidush of eilach. That glass is not balea, is a chidush. Much the chiddush that mateches is boleya, and that teflon ain't a boleya, so we'll settle. Plastics are klishetev that are shayach the principle of kabbalah polto within the class. So a plastic lined dishwasher can be kashin. How with hagola? There's a practical problem. How can you make hagola on a dishwasher? Take it out and put in a big pot and make hagola. It doesn't work out. Fill it up with water to the top. Even if you're on the ground floor, it's not going to work. Right? You have to fill it up and quickly close the door. The water always leaks out, never gets to the top. How do you make hagola on this thing? There's a simple way to make hagola. It sounds complex, but it's simple and it works. Okay? And that is to raise the temperature of the water to roschit. Since you know our halacha l'maaseh said we must have roschit, even though bli occurs with yatzoledes, plita is only to roasted. And no dishwasher, even one that heat their own water, which is fairly common in Eretz Yisrael, does not heat the water high enough. At 180 degrees, there's so much steam that's formed in the water that you get what's called a steam block. And the water would not be able to be pumped, would not be able to pump through. So we have an easy eight. Since you don't need it for a long time, you need it just good, quick and splash is a simple thing to do. But you got to follow all the steps or else you end up in a hospital, like a burn unit at Cornell, that I'm sure has many, many customers that came about from trying to cash it, dishwashers. You take a baking pan that fits into your dishwasher. You got to make sure that it fits into the dishwasher by being placed on a rack and the arm that spins, the spinneret arm that spits out the water, can clear it. There's enough distance there. Generally a flat chicken roasting pan is just fine for that. You fill it up with bricks or stones, you put it in your oven. You turn your oven to 500. You leave it there for an hour. Until the oven, until the stones are 500 degrees Fahrenheit. You then take a piece of wood, which will have been prepared before, and you place it on the racks. And you have to gauge it, and I never found any that isn't adequate space for doing that, either on the top or the bottom. And you take out this baking pan with the stones in it, and I suggest you use gloves, and you place it on the wooden board on the rack. Your dishwasher was prepared properly, meaning cleaned properly, and you started the dishwasher, run it through, so that you have hot water you're drawing from your boiler, not cold water. The water from the boiler will come up. You can set your boiler on maximum if you want, but it's unnecessary. It works. The tank in the dishwasher holds 2 to 3 gallons only, and the relationship is fine with the size of the pan. So it will draw in water at 130, 140 degrees Fahrenheit. You want to get up to 212. If 130, 40 degree water hits the 500 degree stone in the pan, the water is heated up from 140 to 212. You have a 500 degree, 400 degree difference. They're almost there. Right? You now have boiling water from a clear isha, because the stones of a gush coming out makes anything that's put into there makes it into a loch of a clear isha. The hot water in there that hits into the pan and that superheat there now splashes all over. And you have a pressure dishwash. If the lining is clichetta, is doable, it's the whole business. I've done it myself for my son in Los Angeles. The whole Indian, and once you have your stones heated up, the whole business, the cleaning of the dishwasher, etc., it's an hour's work. And well worth it if you have a dishwasher that's either stainless steel or plastic. If you have a dishwasher that's porcelain, you have problems. And here my shrel has a shuvah about Yud Beis Chodesh, which we'll discuss in a minute.
Just explain to him how you heat up the stones, the water comes up, and then when it starts splashing around from the...
Right, when 140 water hits those hot stones, that water begins to bubble, boil, it goes, falls into the tank spits it up, you now have 2 gallons of boiling water, splashes over the whole inside. Okay, you with us? You follow them, no big thing. It works, it's a simple thing to do. You gotta have, keep your head attached and not do anything silly like reaching in to touch it, because you're dealing with the stones at 500 degrees. They burn very, very quickly through human skin. Okay?
Why do you have a steam pocket?
Sorry?
Why do you have a steam pocket?
Because you're not drawing water from the boiler downstairs. It's just in the tank, and it splashes for a long time. I've had the thing run as much as 5-6 minutes without getting a vapor lock. There, because you're not drawing water, it's in the you're in the wash cycle, not in the rinse cycle. You're not drawing fresh water in. Okay? Yeah.
Why don't we take both?
We went through that several times. Both gapolta refers to classes. If it's hagole, libun. But bliya occurs at yatzoledes. Okay? Bliya, dry bliya occurs at Yatzoledes, yet you need Libun Kosher to get it out. Okay? You need to say Tos in a minute to get it out. Hagol is Kalim is Klimidion, you don't want to call it Klimidion, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Okay? We're not measuring it in a chem lab to know how much Yisro there, where is the Yisro, these are Halachas. That's why it's good, I think, to start Tfilas Kalim first. Tfilas Kalim, you know what we have no scientific information for. You have to orient your thinking. You're dealing with halakhic issues here. Yeah. But the raisidic issues, that's the interesting thing. And we knock it down to the Rabbanan because we don't like to start off to the Brenneshoy. With Rabbanan, it's a mitzvah to start off. So we make everything to Eina Ben Yomo. And Eina Ben Yomo, fine. So that took care of Kodesh Boku. He just wants a little patience. You wait 24 hours, he's happy. And then the Rabbanan take over and give you a hard time. Okay? Now, on the dishwasher, the tshuvas that are relevant in the Igros Moshe, you have two tshuvas, Chav Ches and Chav Ches in your day days, and two tshuvas in Yeradeya Gimel, Chav Dalet and Chav Hei. Chav Dalet, actually. No, I'm sorry, wrong one. Sorry. Chav Dalet, that's been doing something, I think. Let's see. No, not talking right. It's interesting. Came out on just about the same. Unbelievable, same thing. In Yeradeya Aleph, you have Hagolas Madiach Kalim, Simon Chav Ches and Chav Tes, and Yeradeya Beis, it's also Chav Ches and Chav Tes, all the different tshuvas. And then the tshuva, Chav Zion, also in Yeradeya Aleph, and Kli Porcelaino, Shishamshon Lebosso, Vacholo, Vesho, Yud Beis Chodesh, Mishderef HaKiran. Okay, let's take that one first. The Hechsher from Esau. We just spoke to how the Machsher came, it can be. You said if it's porcelain, it can be. Porcelain don't know how to kasha. Again, I mentioned to you that porcelain is not so double portion. They're machlokes, whether it should be treated as cheres or not. And that sheetil that we don't pass like, although we're in Skabul, in Kolel and Kulo, practically the porcelain should be treated like cheres, it does not deny that there is such a sheetil, a reputable sheetil holds that it is mukhis.
Whenever you find that a new Abbas has said minority in the morning, it will not only mark the soul on the earth, but it will also understand the flow of logic. Here we have such an example. The issue is the use of extensive China, the dishes are fit. When it comes to the dishwasher, it becomes a it's tremendous fluid. You need your wife to have a little patience. And then 12 months you will undertake the fluid to do the dishes. Mm-hmm. After 12 months, the dishwasher can be used. And he recommends a hydro being a plumbing, because if you shoot the whole thing between headers, you can remember the plumbing and mainly not the amount of you don't have to live, but certainly you will not be able to answer anything else. And then he holds the amount of the field to try to contact that way. And I don't do the plumbing, a new magic in the way of doing it, to kind of become the mushroom. That kind of nevertheless put all together since they have to be put the shell runs to be making a lot in the basement. And this is that variant with a sugar that is in the day and day, which he says is probably not the dishwasher. And that is told there the end of the sugar process. So that thing I give it as a natural in the directive. And here it is up. And I'll promise that. Okay? Then there, okay? The call of the bell leading to 8 follows the off cloud dishwasher to look in nothing in 2 meters. Also, after and all of them are it, two chambers took in the 4th July, and partial not also, and paid the extra 100 in 100%.
Dishwasher,
Here you have the real rub and come up on that. Interesting.
Number one, two persons that you see. Only one, and probably is the All the evidence that you should be able to do